Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
All right, we're going to play a quick game here of guess what this sound is. Your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Would you like to hear it one more time? Guess what this is. That is the tortured soul we know as Hope.
And as Donna from HR has reminded me, I should stop laughing.
Yes, don't laugh at her pain. Don't
stop cackling like a witch in the background of things.
Your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
We had the flying trapeze yesterday for our final day at Rock City Circus.
Yes. How'd that go?
Yeah, because you'd
you
know,
just heard
Billy.
How it went.
Like Billy would know. First thing Billy does when he gets there, just so you know, I'm not doing this.
I tapped out the second I got there because I didn't want anybody to expect me to do something I'm really not comfortable doing.
You didn't even do the ground level
Nobody did.
Yes, you did.
What do you mean the ground level?
You had to go and hold and feel how it was going to feel up on the platform.
Oh, that was nothing. That was just training you so you don't fall off the platform.
He was like, nope, not doing it. Not doing it. And so as we walked up the ladder, first Hope's like, you go first, TJ, because I'm the one who's been so excited. I'm like, finally, it's trapeze day.
This is legit trapeze. This is what did she say, 25 feet off the ground?
It's a
full length ladder walk up.
And it's the only one in the region.
Yes, it's the only one in the region. So if you've ever wanted to take a trip on a trapeze, they've got one and you could take the classes and they'll teach you and it's safe. I just, in my head, I don't do well on heights. I get ill. Like if I walked over to the parking garage and looked over the edge, I'm queasy at that point.
It's funny. I was talking to my Mama Jay last night when she was like, what were you thinking? And I was like, Ma, Have I always had zero problem with heights? And she goes, I don't know. Maybe it's because you always had the top bunk bed. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But she goes, no, you've never had a problem with heights. Like I don't know. If anything, it's kind of like a little bit of an adrenaline rush.
I give you both mad props for doing it.
I really thought I was going to chicken out. And you thought I was going to chicken out because as soon as I got done, you were like, yeah, I didn't think you were going to do it.
Well, I'll say this now that we're not there in the moment. You going up the ladder, you stopped several times going up the ladder.
Well, because the ladder, I mean, although it's secure.
It was totally secure. Everything about it, you had.
It just has a little bounce to it.
Yes. Even if you fell off the ladder, you were already strapped into a harness and you wouldn't have gone anywhere. And there was a guy, I forget the name of what he was doing.
Kevin was belaying.
Kevin belaying, thank you. So even if you fell off the ladder, you'd have been fine. But you stopped a couple times and I don't think she's going to do this. But you did it. I give you mad props for it. You did it.
Mandy said at the end that she thought she was going to have to kick me off the platform because they go okay, ready? And then, hop, and you're supposed to jump. And
I know.
She said it five times.
And that was it. It felt like it was a million.
Five times. She's like, one, two, three, hop. And you just stood there. Two, three, hop. And Mandy, who's the instructor, is standing up there guiding you through it and telling you what to do. And she gets the trapeze and pulls it over for you to grab onto.
And you
didn't budge. You did not move.
It makes you feel like 10 years old.
Oh, I bet.
When you're swinging and swinging and swinging again. And then all of a sudden he goes, okay, and drop, let go. And you let go. And then I hit that, they have professional net.
Yeah.
That goes all the way.
Just like you see at the circus.
Oh my God.
Literally the same setup.
Legit all the way.
And you can go for a ride. You can take classes on it.
But
and
there's a right way to land.
Right.
Which I did not do. I didn't let go when he said to let go.
Well, neither one of you did because it's.
You're supposed to land flat.
You're supposed to land on your back.
On your back.
And that seems counterintuitive to surviving. Landing on your back.
Correct.
Right.
And so instead, my arm went down like I was going to catch myself on this. And so I felt like 10 when I was flying through the air, but then I for sure feel like 90 years old when
you
I hit
didn't,
the net.
You didn't go wee or anything.
Oh, no, man. I was in it. I'm like, man, I thought I would do it like 50 more times, but.
And then the flip side was.
And then she got down. She goes, nope, that was my one and done. I can say I did it. I'm done.
You did it. Mad props for both of you. This is how it all went down the back of that truck. Guys, this is our chance. Let's make a run for it. Go. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. 92.5 WBEE.
Yeah, yesterday, a livestock trailer pulled over on the shoulder at right at the Hamburg exit on I-90. And the cows escaped.
That's a busy road.
Got out and were loose on 90. And they were in the median, but they were running all over the place. So folks were like, wait a minute, is that a deer? No, I think that's a cow.
And
so,
it's a lot of them. It was a whole truckload that got out?
Yeah, and the 911 center is getting these phone calls about cows on I-90. So by the time the officials showed up and first responders to get these cows, people had already pulled over and are trying to corral the cows. And I'm thinking, what qualifies, like, I don't, you know how, like, you want to help?
Right.
So you pull over and you're like, how can I help? Right. At no point do I have any training in how to corral a cow. But there were so many people pulled over in Buffalo by the Blaisdell Hamburg exit to corral these cows. It was, nobody got hurt. So now, of course, we can look at that. But yeah, the livestock trailer, they busted out of there. They did eventually corral them, but after a very long time of those cows. They look like when I'm going to take my puppy out and I'm like, let's go outside. And she darts from me. They were like, let's go.
Well, they had a moment. They had a taste of freedom.
That's right. And they were darting. They were darting. But there was, they would just keep going up the median, running away from them.
When I was a kid.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a cow in the middle of the road on 15A. We were going into Hemlock, and my mom pulled over and made me go up to the front door of what we assumed was the house that the cow belonged to. And I had to knock on the door and be like, hey, there's a cow in the middle of the road. I'm not sure if it's yours.
Did they answer?
Yeah, they answered the door.
And was it their cow? Oh. They were like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, they were like, oh yeah, we'll let them know.
Oh.
We'll let them know. It's probably a common appearance.
Cody from Spencerport writes in, I had a massage last week and it was the weirdest experience. I had never been to this spa before, but my therapist would not stop talking, asked if he could excuse himself in the middle of my service, stopped my massage to show me how to stretch my wrists so they don't get tight from me typing at work, and massaged my armpits? Should I be calling the manager or just not go back? 252-WBEE-252-9233.
Oh, that's okay. The worst.
I've only had one massage in my entire life.
Did they talk to you?
No.
No, they did. We don't want to be talked to at the massage.
And is it normal? I'm just asking, is it normal to have your armpits massaged?
No.
Not unless you've specifically asked for your.
Okay.
Who's asking to have their armpits massaged?
I'm just saying. That is crazy. I've had a gentleman once who gabbed through my entire, and I just stopped answering. And he gabbed through my entire thing. It was awful. It was the most not relaxing massage ever. So, I mean, I've kind of been there.
I would think that that's something you wouldn't talk through.
Right.
No. It's supposed to be relaxing and you're checking out. And
yeah.
You're literally face down.
So even getting a haircut, I know, not that I have hair to talk, but I know that there's salons that you can tell them ahead of time, I don't really want to chat. Like, and they're totally fine with it.
Well, normally.
As long as they know ahead of time, they'll do what you want.
See, I don't know, Jody, I've had this done and maybe I'm just a big chicken, but I just never went back. I didn't get online or call the manager or anything. I just chalked it up.
Just didn't go back.
I guess I won't go there again. So I guess I probably would just not go back. Even though there's a part of me who's like, get online, or you should get your money back, or you should tell the manager. I probably just wouldn't go.
I wonder how long he took to explain how to stretch your wrist so that he didn't have to massage while he was standing there.
Oh, my gosh.
If that was a five-minute conversation, I would want that 5 minutes.
Do you think that he needed a break from massaging, and he was like,
yes,
he needed to stretch out his wrist, so he was like, you know, here's how you can go through and keep your wrist nice and loose.
So the question is, should Jody tell the management about this experience?
Or just not go back, or which is probably what I would do.
Yeah. All right. 252-9233. The Court of Public Opinion is open.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
Jody from Spencerport writes in, I had a massage last week and it was the weirdest experience. I'd never been to this spa before. My therapist would not stop talking, asked if he could excuse himself in the middle of my service, stopped my massage to show me how to stretch my wrists so they don't get tight from me typing at work, and massaged my armpits? Should I be calling the manager or just not go back to this spa? 252-WBEE 252-9233.
And you know, we were picking on the armpits thing, but this texter says, hey, armpits out of a lot of lymph nodes can really help move things. I think if you specifically asked for like a lymphatic system draining or something like that, that would be a different kind of massage.
And that's a thing. That's a legit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. If you want to drain your.
Yeah. But I don't think armpits are part of the standard
massage.
Like back massage.
Right.
Yeah.
this one, I don't know. It says, I would not go and get another massage there, but then I would tell all my friends not to go there because it was horrible, but I won't complain to the manager. I just won't go back.
And then
honestly,
when the business goes out and they're like, everyone's like, oh no, I can't believe this place went out of business. It's like, well, nobody told them.
Right.
I had a friend whose wife used to manage an Applebee's. And every time we went out, she would find some reason to go grab the manager and be like, hey, I just want to let you know I manage another store and this is going on. Like, they really want to know. They want to know this stuff. And I really think deep down she was doing it to get comped.
This texter?
Really?
Yeah.
Says, tell management so he stops doing that. People will do anything to get out of work.
Oh, well, you said he stopped massaging to show you how to stretch your wrists and arms and stuff.
To show Jody, yeah.
Yes. So Jody is one of these people that, I don't know, I don't think she's going to complain. The fact that she came to us and said, should I not?
Yeah, like she didn't immediately leave and go, well.
I think a lot of people are in that boat where it's just kind of like, I'm not going to go back.
I don't know. Maybe he's for some. Maybe people love to be talked to through their whole massage. There's a texter who says, hey, I get a massage every, I don't know, 3 weeks for the past 4 years. And we talk about everything that's going on in the world in our lives. So, yeah, I mean, maybe that's for some people, just not for Jody or anyone in this room. Like, just don't talk to me during a massage. So I don't want to be responsible for this guy losing his job.
You've both had massages in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Did you tell them up front you're just there to relax, you don't want to talk? Or is that kind of a gimme? Or is that?
I think that's a gimme. I think it's one thing if you, having the service done, initiate conversation and they respond. I think it's a completely different scenario for them to be talking to you the entire time.
Because I always picture, like, the lights are dim, there's candles lit, there's smelly stuff going on, there's some Yanni rocking off the boombox in the corner.
Yep, all that. That's what people pay for. At least that's what I pay for.
So looking at all of these text messages, New York State, they're all licensed medical professionals, but there's always good ones, and then there's really good ones.
Yeah.
There's only one that specifically says, yes, go tell the manager.
Yeah, that's bizarre. But
so the court,
at this particular court,
the court of public opinion is saying, Jody, just move on. Let it go, girl.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.